the solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul. And as I was saying at the beginning of Mass, normally when we celebrate saints, we celebrate them one at a time, right? Unless they're like brothers, or a whole slew of them died at the same time. They become the companions and martyrs. But Paul and Peter, they're not brothers. And we're celebrating the two of them together. Why? Why? Why would we celebrate the two of them together? I mean, shouldn't they have their own day? And they actually do have their own day, actually. You know, the chair of St. Peter, conversion of St. Paul. But today we celebrate the two of them together. Why? I think the church, in her wisdom, celebrates Saints Peter and Paul together because it represents the universality of the church. They're both principal patrons of Rome, and it's amazing how they are so different, the two of them, yet so alike as well. Do you think Peter and Paul argued a lot? Like, you know what I'm talking about? Like St. Peter, yeah? The one with the key? Or Paul, the one depicted with the sword? Do you think they fought? Like they argued? Yes, maybe, no. Saints don't argue. They argued. They argued quite a bit, actually. And if you look at these two people, they're at opposite ends of the spectrum. Peter, a Jew, right? He believed in the Jewish law. And he was part of the original cast. You know, he was part of the original 12. And he was probably like the most favored one. The Pope, he was the first Pope. And he's pretty much like a traditionalist. You know, it's Jesus came to save who? The Jewish people. Let's just keep it that way. All right? That's just, okay. And Jesus was a Jew himself. Right? Paul, on the other hand, he's kind of like a cowboy. You know, he's out there. He's an outcast. He's a Gentile. He's a renegade. And he has this really amazing conversion experience. And he's more of like a progressive kind of apostle. And he's not even an apostle, calls himself an apostle. He's not even part of the original 12, but he says he's an apostle. And says Jesus came to save everyone. You see how the two of them are different, right? One's like a traditionalist, and one's kind of like, oh, out there, right? And the real argument occurs when they're really kind of fighting back and forth. And the Acts of the Apostles, Peter says, hey, everyone, they need to follow the law. This is the law. And they need to be circumcised. And then if they want to be saved, they have to follow everything that the law says. And Paul says, no. It's not about the old law. Not that it's bad. It's good. But it's about our faith in Jesus Christ. Jesus is a fulfillment of the law. And they keep arguing back and forth, right? And eventually, Peter loses that battle. But he wins some other battles, right? And the two of them actually disagree, right? Do you disagree? Do you get into conflicts with people? Yeah. Maybe you disagree with your husband. Yeah. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Depends, yeah. I'm not talking about like being mean, but I'm talking about a healthy kind of disagreement, healthy kind of conflict. It is necessary. And it's actually good and healthy. And it's actually good for your relationship. It's actually good for the church. Imagine if our church was full of people only like Peter. There's only Peters or like-minded people like Peter. Imagine our church would be perhaps like a exclusive club for pure-blooded, thoroughbred Jews, right? I can't be in it, probably, you know. Maybe some of you, maybe you can trace your descendants to Abraham, I don't know. But what if the church was full of people only like St. Paul? Right? Only people that are like-minded like St. Paul. There'd be chaos. We'd have no home base. Right? And maybe everyone's kind of like caught up in this new age deal and just doing their own thing without any order, without any kind of organization, without any kind of structure. Right? And it's amazing. As a priest, I've been assigned at this parish, St. Lucie, for a year. And when a new priest comes in, what are you thinking about? Do I like him? Do you want me to help you? Do you want me to help you? When a new priest comes in, you check him out. And you're like, what kind of priest is this guy? Is he more like a Peter? Is he more like a Paul? You know, is he a conservative kind of priest? Or is he kind of liberal, crazy kind of priest? What kind of priest is he? Is he promoting Vatican I or Vatican II or Vatican III? What is he promoting? You know, is he kind of like this Latin mass kind of guy, or a strictly English kind of guy, or a Spanish kind of guy? What? Is he the kind of priest that make us stand or make us kneel? Is he a bells or a no bell kind of priest? What's a priest's stance? What's his stance on certain issues? I wonder. What's his stance on abortion? What's his stance on gay marriage? What's his stance on immigration? What's his stance on the death penalty? Because if he's not in line with my view of what a Catholic should be, then what? A bye-bye. I'll go somewhere else, to another church. Right. Well, that's not what it means to be Catholic. Right. And Saints Peter and Paul, the two of them, they argued together, but they worked it out. And they are great examples of how we should act and behave as Roman Catholics. They're so different, yet so much alike. So much alike in the sense that they both passionately love the Lord. And they want to serve the Lord. And they end up dying as martyrs for the Lord. The first reading from the Acts of the Apostles says, Peter was in prison, double chains. Right? Second reading, St. Paul in his letter to Timothy, I, Paul, am being poured out like a libation, and the time of my departure is at hand. Right? And I think the church, in her wisdom, puts Peter and Paul together to show us what the Catholic Church truly means. And the word Catholic means what? Universal. Exactly. Yet, In the media, in our society, they always try to divide us. You know, are you a Republican or are you a Democrat? You know, are you a conservative or are you a liberal? Are you a Raiders fan or a Niners fan? Are you a Giants fan or an A's? Because you can't be both. You're either one or the other. What's your team? Or is it red or blue? What are you? Right? Our society continues to divide us. Yet, Peter and Paul tells us, it's universal, right? You can believe in different things, but the two of them agreed completely on one thing. That is that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. When Jesus asks Peter, who do you say that I am? What does Peter say? You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. A universal fact that both Peter and Paul fervently believed, right? And this is what we profess right after the homily at the Creed, the four marks of the church. We say we believe in one. We believe in one holy Catholic apostolic church. Apostolic, going all the way back to Peter and Paul. Saints Peter and Paul, their lives, their witnesses, their disagreements, and their agreement, it proves to us that if Christ, the Son of the living God, becomes the focus, then the church is no longer conservative, no longer liberal, but it's universal. The Roman Catholic Church is apostolic, right? And let me kind of help you out here. Let me prove to you that the Roman Catholic Church is neither conservative, neither liberal, okay? Because let me ask you, raise your hand if you think our church is conservative. If you think our church is conservative, yeah. like, wow, you know, the Roman Catholic Church making me do this, making me do that, and tell me I can't do this. And why are they all up in people's business telling us what to do? Why can't they just leave us alone and respect me for who I am? You know, too many rules, too many guidelines. Why can't we all just be happy? Too conservative. Or raise your hand if you think the church is too liberal. You know? Or you don't care. You're just right dead smack in the middle. You know? People say, oh no, the church is too liberal. Jeez, what happened to the good old times? What happened to the good old times? You know, back, I don't know, in 1960 or 1950. Good old, what happened? Oh, it's all these changes. Come on, man. No, no. Let me prove to you that the Roman Catholic Church is neither conservative, neither liberal. Because the church is opposed to war. Does that mean the church is all of a sudden liberal now? The church is opposed to abortion. Does that mean now that all of a sudden the church is conservative? The church is opposed to the death penalty. Does that make the church liberal? The church promotes traditional marriage between man and women. Does that make the church conservative now? The church has a preferential option for the poor. Does that make the church liberal now? The church is opposed to embryonic stem cell research. Does that make the church conservative now? The church believes in treating immigrants, legal or illegal, with human dignity. Does that mean the church is liberal now? What do you think? You see, our society, the media, continues to divide us and forces us to take a stance and say, oh, the Catholic Church is this, conservative. Oh, the Catholic Church is this, liberal. No, it's neither, because it's both. It's apostolic in her mission. We don't take sides. You see, it's neither liberal nor conservative. The church is apostolic in her mission, following in the footsteps of the unity between Peter and Paul. Right? So for your homework, ask yourself, well, what kind of person am I? Am I a Peter kind of guy? Or am I a Paul kind of guy? Or a girl? You know, am I more in line with what Peter is talking about? Or am I more in line with what Paul's thinking about? Or am I in the middle? A little bit of this, a little bit of that? Or am I just extreme? You know, what are you? And think of other Catholics. Other Catholics that you disagree with. You know, maybe it's your parents. Your parents are too traditional. And you know, or maybe it's vice versa. Maybe it's your husband or your wife. Think of other Catholics that you disagree with. Maybe it's because their background, their history, their opinions, their stance on certain issues. And pray for the intercession of Saints Peter and Paul. And the two of them were different, like completely different, complete opposites. Yet, they worked it out. And if they can work it out, you and I can work it out. And pray that you can be more open-minded. Not more liberal, not more conservative, but more open-minded, more understanding, rooted in the one faith. As Jesus asks us, who do you say that I am? You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. To be truly Catholic, to be truly universal, and work toward the common vision to build up the kingdom of God. Right? I ask you, everybody prays for unity. Everybody prays for peace in the world. Wonderful. We need that. There's a lot of wars. But what about peace and unity within ourselves as Roman Catholics? Why don't we start there? Right? And pray for unity in our Roman Catholic Church.